Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
My name is Shirley Balbenstatcher, and I am the Associate Director here at UC San Diego. On behalf of the campus, I would again like to welcome you. This was a record number year for the UC campuses. You did hear Dr. Sakaki talk about it, and each one of us will give you our numbers. But what I'd like you to understand about those numbers, they are from a snapshot in time. So what you actually see in your hands may differ from what you hear us telling you. For UC San Diego, again, we did have a record number of applications at the freshman level, over 54,000. This represented an 11% increase for us. At the admit rate, we admitted about 18,000 of your students. This, unfortunately for us, was a decrease from 38% to about just under 35% for the fall 2000 year. We did utilize the wait list. We actually admitted about 750 students from that wait list, and we will utilize it for fall 2012. Students do need to opt into our wait list, so they will be asked to write a maximum 200-word essay on why UC San Diego. As other campuses, our academic profile remains strong. When we look at test scores, grades, things of that nature, for the students we admitted, the mean GPA was a 4.08. Our SAT reasoning scores are well above the 600s, and our average ACT composite was 29. We're also proud because we do continue to admit a diverse class. 27% are first-generation college students, 33% came from low-income backgrounds, and we saw increases in our Chicano, Latino, and African-American admits. Unfortunately, we did decrease at the Native American. When we begin classes next week, actually September 22nd, we are going to welcome about 3,500 new freshmen from all of your schools. And we do want to thank you for the work you do in preparing and sending your students to us. For fall 2012, our campus is still in the discussion stages, so we don't know what our enrollment target will be. We ask you to stay tuned. UC San Diego has over 100 different majors, but continues to have impacted majors within the Jacobs School of Engineering, of which there are four, and all majors within the Division of Biological Sciences are impacted. We do ask, when you're working with your students and they come and say they're interested in impacted majors, to please have them select an alternate major. And hopefully they are selecting an alternate major that is not impacted. If they have not put an alternate major and we are admitting them to the university, they will come in undeclared. Some campus news and events. You may have all heard that our chancellor will be retiring in fall 2012. We are doing a national search to find her replacement. The admissions process is also going to a single score review. We will be taking into consideration all 14 factors that we have been approved to look at by BORS, the Board of Admissions and Relations with Schools. As always, for freshmen, our decisions will be out mid-March online via my application for UCSD. We will invite your students to join us for admit day on April 7th of this year. But if they can't come for admit day, we do offer tours throughout the year, excluding holidays. And right after our tours, we have information sessions where students can come and have their questions answered. We again will be guaranteeing freshmen 3 years of housing, as long as they meet all of the proper deadlines. And resources. Resources are always available to you. At our table today, we have our view book, Discover UC San Diego. That'll give you more information on our colleges, on student life, on finances, athletics, almost everything you want to know about. So I encourage you to drop by the table and pick it up. And we also have our Counselor Link newsletter out there. On our campus, I joked around at Santa Cruz and said, we do answer our phones. You will actually get to a live person. And we have admissions officers staffing the Triton Center where you can have your questions answered. We also answer questions via email if you would like to contact us this way. And you know that all campuses are trying to do more with technology and reach out to as many counselors, students, parents as we can. So we are involved in College Week Live, as all of my colleagues will tell you. There is a UC Day on October 6th, and then UC San Diego will have its own day on October 24th. Filling out the application, you all know, can be daunting because students are coming to you all the time and asking questions. We will have two on-campus application workshops, October 8th or November 5th, and then we're also going to do webinars for your students, October 11th or November 8th. At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce Brent Unit from the Irvine campus. He is the Assistant Vice Chancellor and Acting Director of Admissions. Thank you.
Thank you, Shirley, and good morning, everyone. It's really our pleasure to see so many of you here today and be able to spend time with you this morning in San Diego. As Shirley mentioned, my name is Brent Unick, and it's my role as Acting Admissions Director that brings me here this morning to give you an update on our campus. A couple exciting moments this past year to share with you. One is that Megan Braun, our two-time ASUCI Student Body President, is the first UCI student to win the prestigious Rhodes Scholarship, which funds study at the University of Oxford in England. She is pursuing a master's degree in international studies, and her story is an inspiration to anyone, I think, and we've included a bit about her in our new campus handbook, which is available at the information table today. Another fun event this year is we have a new special anteater in Orange County. Our mascot had a baby. Actually, a baby girl was born to Father Peter of UCI and Mother Hisu of Troy. She resides with her parents at the Santa Ana Zoo. She was born in May, and this comes out of a collaboration between our UCI Alumni Association and the zoo, which brought the Father Peter about 2 years ago to this new exhibit, and we're just excited about having a real anteater nearby and a growing family. On a serious note, we've had an exciting year, as Shirley mentioned, and you'll hear from many of us, with record numbers of applications, over 46,000 freshman applicants this cycle, which meant that our applicants grew by 3% over last year. As a result, we were able to also admit more students because we also had a slight growth target for enrollment this cycle. So this resulted in a 46% admit rate for fall 2011, which is more or less an even admit rate over last year. We expect to see 400 new California student enrollments this next cycle, along with 200 more non-resident students in the fall, for a total of about 4,800 new students this fall at UCI. Diversity indicators, among others, are up this year with a 50% increase in African-American students, which we're thrilled about. Also, more than 60% growth in our Chicano Latino student population over last year, which now make up nearly 25% of the incoming class. We are also pleased with increases in the participation of low-income and first-generation students, and academic indicators continue to be strong. We were particularly interested to see the large number of honors courses on average that students are bringing with them, and an average of 50 A through G courses in the admit pool. Of particular interest to us was really the overall yield rate jump. It climbed 3.5 points for the total population and 6.3 points for the underrepresented minority students. We believe this has a lot to do with updating our messaging and communications over the past couple of cycles in expanding our yield efforts each spring. We are a campus that implemented holistic review for our freshman evaluation process this past cycle fully, and we are very pleased with the outcomes of that process. We will be working in the year ahead to fine-tune the supplemental review process with the aim of improving the timeline for students to hear about those additional questions and also hear about our decision. We have a new major at UCI known as the education major, which is a major focused on teaching students how individuals learn science. So this is a new major which we hope students will take if they are interested in teaching science eventually in the schools. They will be spending a year of student teaching as well as preparing for the CSE test as part of the program. It's available to new freshmen in 2012 and to new transfers in 2013. Academic quality remains to be the primary focus of the campus during this time of cuts in the state budget. I am pleased to share that the campus leaders are committed to this and are working to ensure that courses are available for students to make good progress toward their degree. And one policy signal for you which might change next cycle, the admissions unit along with Senate faculty are looking at our policies, and one which will likely change for 2012 at Irvine is a requirement that seniors must earn all C grades or better in their senior year. We also have several communications and events that are underway and planning. As Shirley mentioned, we're one of the campuses that are participating in the College Week Live event on October 6th, in addition to some of our in-person tour opportunities. We're also planning some virtual open houses in April and May. Dates have not been set, but we'll be updating our website with that information soon. These come in addition to a whole series of in-person Discover events and the campus open house, which is the third Saturday in April. Ongoing announcements from the campus for counselors can be found via our Zot Moments. This is something that we've recently created over the past year, where every month or every 2 months, as we have new information to share with you that we think students would need to know, ultimately we are trying to push that to you in the way of an email. And if you want to be sure to have your email included in that list, please drop off your business card or sign up at our information table today. We have a couple of new outreach staff that have just joined the office in time for our recruitment season. One is here, and I'd like to have her stand. Bianca Estrella is with us. Wave your hand. Thank you. As well as Tiana Ottobawa. They are both alums from our campus and have done a lot of incredible work already in their career in terms of recruiting students. So we're thrilled to have them with us, and I hope you'll be able to have them at your campuses soon. Lastly, we have a new leader on campus. Happens to be my boss, our interim vice chancellor for student affairs, Dr. Thomas Parham, who holds a PhD in counseling and psychology. He is focused on access and inclusion for all students and is most supportive of our efforts in enrollment management to bring in a high quality and diverse staff. So in summary, I'll leave you with Go Eaters, and welcome to the podium my colleague from Riverside, Director of Admissions, Marilyn Campos.
Good morning. And welcome to beautiful UC San Diego. Thank you for coming out today and spending some of your time with us today. I'd like to start by inviting you to visit our new website called Living the Promise. You can get to the website from the web link that's up there, but you can also just go to our main site, ucr.edu, and click on Living the Promise to get here. The site has four main themes: health, sustainability, policy, and technology. In addition to amazing photography, you're going to see each section that highlights activities and research taking place on our campus, and you're going to get to know a little bit about the professors involved in this research. Do I have any chemistry enthusiasts in the audience? I know I have some on the panel up here, yeah. And me. Well, our chemists actually found a way to do the impossible, and they were able to transform acids into bases. Now, if you know anything about chemistry, that's absolutely amazing. There's many other things out here that you're going to find. I invite you to visit the website. So I want to tell you a little bit about our fall 2011 freshman class in review. Once again, we had the largest applicant pool in the history of the university, with an 8% increase in applications. And as a result of this increase in applications and a reduced enrollment target, our admit rate went down. Our admit rate this year was 66% compared to 76% last year. The academic profile of our incoming class increased. We went from a GPA of 3.66 last year to 3.71. However, I did want to say that students who have a 3.0 GPA in most of our humanities majors did gain admission to our campus. These are averages, so we don't want to discourage students from applying based on averages. Diversity UCR continues to be an extremely diverse campus, and the ethnic diversity of our incoming class is about the same as last year. As far as first generation, 60% of our incoming freshmen are first generation, and 57% are low income. We did have a wait list this year. We had about 2,500 students we offered to be on the wait list, and we admitted about 1,000. Our enrollment target this year for freshmen is 3,750. We expect that we'll come in right around 3,700, so right pretty close to where we wanted to be. What's up and coming for fall 2012? Comprehensive review. Our comprehensive review process will stay this pretty much the same as it has in the past. It's a fixed weight point system that culminates into an academic index score. So the process itself won't change, but our faculty did change some of the criteria we use in our process. They were looking at best predictors of success on our campus, and interestingly found that you might be able to guess, many of you, what they found as being the best predictors of success are still high school GPA and SAT scores being the best predictors of success on our campus. But there are a couple of other things that have changed. I invite you to pick up this booklet out at our table. The entire process is outlined in this booklet for you. Our enrollment targets for next year have not been set. I'm guessing that they'll be around the same as this year. Selecting majors, we do have a few new selecting majors at the freshman level. They're harder to get into. Studio art requires a portfolio. Psychology, law and society, and all of our science majors are more selecting. We have a couple of new majors, cell and molecular biology and microbiology, and a couple of majors no longer offered, biological sciences and interdisciplinary studies. So I wanted to give you some advice to your students, other than don't party on school nights. All of these are things that I know we've gone over and over and over. My admission counselors actually asked me to make sure I got these into my presentation, so I did. I'm just going to highlight a couple, though. The AP IB courses that I have on there. As I shared with you earlier, our faculty did a lot of analysis on best predictors of success, and they found that students who take AP or IB courses and do well in them do well on our campus in terms of GPA, persistence rates, and grad rates. So this is something that is included in our comprehensive review process. Also, regarding Take a Campus Tour, I really want to encourage you to do that, but how many of you watch the show Undercover Boss, or you've seen it or heard about it? Yeah, I see many of you. Our chancellor was on Undercover Boss, and he actually got to learn how to give a campus tour by walking backwards and talking at the same time. Found it very difficult. He was actually a really good sport, and I invite you to go to YouTube and click on the campus tour clip. It's hilarious. You'll really enjoy it. So also, UCR is making headlines, and I wanted to share with you that we ranked, according to Washington Monthly, we ranked number 5 in the nation in terms of social mobility, research, and service. Also, our campus was named to the 2010 President's Higher Education Community Service Honor Roll, and even the Daily Beast ranked us number 10 as most service-oriented. And finally, what I want you to be watching for in terms of UC Riverside, the UCR Medical School. Many of you may have heard that the preliminary accreditation of our medical school has been withheld pending confirmation from the state of recurring funds. So the decision is resting in the hands of Sacramento right now. However, we're not discouraged. We're moving forward. We're planning to bring in the first class in fall 2013, but we need your help. Please go to our website, ucr.edu, and click on medical school. Find out more about it. But first and foremost, be an advocate for our medical school. There's information there on how you can help us in this endeavor. Just a few College Week live dates that we'd like to invite you to. And also, we have a virtual campus tour that will come online on October 1. Really cool avatar tour guide taking you in and out of our buildings and labs and so forth. It's actually really exciting. And we're on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Tumblr. We're everywhere, so come and visit us. And that is my presentation today. I'd like to turn the microphone over to my colleague from UCLA, Laura Meswa.
Good morning. My name is Laura Macchia-Mesqua, and I'm a principal evaluator and the primary international specialist at UCLA. And I'm standing in for our director, Dr. Vutran, today, who was not able to be here due to a schedule conflict. He did want me to express his sincere regret at not being able to address you directly today. And he also wanted to make sure I thanked all of you for the hard work and the very excellent work that you do in preparing such amazingly qualified students for admission. Okay, so we wouldn't be UCLA if we didn't mention our numbers. So as Judy Sakaki mentioned, I'm not going to go over all of these. I'll just go over some of the highlights. As Judy Sakaki mentioned in her presentation, we had a record number of applications. We are the most popular campus in the U.S. At least that's our spin on it. She said that we received more applications than any other university in the U.S. So our spin is that we're the most popular. So we had over 60,000 freshman applications this year. So I probably don't need to tell you that we are still a very selective campus. The good news is that our admit rate actually increased a little bit this year to 26%, and we admitted one of our largest freshman classes ever, with over almost 16,000 students that were admitted. And what I'd like to point out is that that number, that large number, is not just an increase in non-residents. We were able to increase offers of admission to our California residents as well. We offered about 1,000 extra, we had about 1,000 extra admitted California students this year. You can see that our academic characteristics, our average GPA is about a 4.35, but we do continue to do a holistic review. We've been doing holistic admission for about 5 years now, and the GPA is only one of the factors that we consider. Test scores are another factor, but only one of those factors that we consider. And I know this question came up in the previous session, and I do want to address it. The SAT subject tests are not required for admission at UCLA. Our School of Engineering is strongly encouraging subject tests in math level 2 and in one of the sciences, but it is not it's not required. It's strongly recommended. The rest of our majors in the College of Letters and Science or School of Arts and Architecture, subject tests are not required. If students have those tests and they've done well on them, they will be an additional factor that we can consider in our holistic review process. Not having the tests will not be a disadvantage for the student. But there really is no disadvantage to reporting the score if the student has taken them. So if your students have taken the subject test, we do encourage them to report them. They're either a neutral factor or a benefit. Let's see. And as you can see in the shaded box, your students have been extremely busy. We continue to admit what we think are some of the best and brightest students in the country. Some information about our academics. We have 127 undergraduate majors, two new majors this year, a Bachelor of Arts in Human Biology and Society, and a Bachelor of Science in Human Biology and Society. Those are new this year. They are both under the College of Letters and Science. What I would like to remind you is that for freshman applicants applying to the College of Letters and Science, the major is not one of the factors that we consider for admission. So it's perfectly acceptable for a student to apply undeclared, human biology and society, business economics. It has no bearing on our decision. So many of these students are going to change their major anyway, so that's not one of the factors that we consider. For the students who apply to the School of Engineering, the School of the Arts and Architecture, School of Nursing, or School of Theater, Film, and Television, then the major is considered and they are selected by major, and there are additional requirements. We have two majors that have been discontinued, or I should say they are suspended indefinitely beginning fall 2012. That would be Applied Linguistics and African Languages. So we have two new majors, but two majors have been suspended right now. Over 80 undergraduate minors, and one of the new minors that's not listed there is music industry and technology through our School of the Arts and Architecture. You've probably heard our director, Dr. Tran, talking about us very soon being able to offer or guarantee 4 years of housing for freshmen. Unfortunately, we're still at 3 years. We are guaranteeing housing for 3 years for freshmen who, you know, submit their paperwork on time. We are not able to offer 4 years at this time of guaranteed housing. It probably won't be for a while, but again, our class has increased, so we're not. And we do have another residential hall under construction. And, you know, we want to stress that we are really committed to our California students, and hopefully our numbers reflect that. And we invite all students, prospective students, parents, and even counselors to take a student-led tour. They're a lot of fun. They give the student perspective as well as some admissions information, and it's always a good idea for students to get a feel for the campuses that they're considering. And I would recommend that for any campus, not just UCLA. Some upcoming events, we will be doing some counselor information sessions. We have Northern California High School counselor information sessions. We have not set the date yet. We also do Southern California counselor information sessions. Those usually take place in May. So we may have visited some of your schools not that long ago, but we are still planning to service both Northern and Southern California. As Shirley mentioned, we will be participating in the UC Day College Week Live on October 6th. There will also be another College Week Live event on November 2nd and 3rd, and an International Day on October 18th. And then, of course, our Bruin Day, which we started last year. It's an admit day. It's one day for all of the admitted freshmen to come onto the campus. That is scheduled for April 14th, 2012. This 2011, April 2011, was our first year doing the one day, and it was a great success, so they are continuing that. And, you know, there's just a few reasons why we think UCLA is a great place to be. Lots of research opportunities, over 5,500, you know, over 950 student organizations. So these students who are extremely involved at the high school level, they come to UCLA and they continue to be involved. And we just really want to thank you for preparing these students so well. And I'm now going to introduce my colleague, Lisa Prescott, from UC Santa Barbara.
Hello, it's nice to be here. I'm actually a graduate of Grossmont High School and Grossmont College, and I'm here to steal more San Diegans up north. Also out at our table today is Colin Barracasa, who is a graduate of La Jolla High. So we are really determined to get your students up to Santa Barbara. Let me tell you a little bit about the campus, our admission numbers. I'm not going to go over all of the details. You can read those. But you can see that applications were very strong. We had over 49,500 applicants. That was a 6.8% increase over the previous year. Happily, we were able to admit about 23,000 of those students, which is about a 46% admit rate, up just 1% of 45 from last year. Next weekend, our incoming class will arrive. We anticipate 4,000 students will arrive on campus next weekend. And shortly after that, we will induct them. We have a beautiful induction ceremony called Convocation, where we formally welcome students to the campus, and we educate them on our campus philosophy, which is scholarship, leadership, and citizenship, and basically let them know our expectations of them as a new member of our community. We're very, very proud of them. They represent the strongest class that UCSB has ever brought in, with an average GPA of 4.08 and average SATs of 1916. So they're excellent, excellent students. We're very happy that we were able to maintain our underrepresented enrollment, and we have the largest group of first-generation college-bound students coming in to our freshman class, so we're really proud about that. We did have a wait list last year. 2,400 students were placed on, they opt in to be a part of that wait list. We were able to meet our admission goals with our initial admission offers, so unfortunately we were not able to accommodate students on the wait list last year. Moving forward to 2012, we're not planning any major changes in our selection process. We do use a comprehensive review selection process. We will not be guaranteeing admission to ELC students. However, we will be looking at ELC status in our comprehensive review. And obviously, a student designated as a top student by their high school is something that we're going to be reviewing through our comprehensive review process. You can see the three colleges that we have listed: Letters and Science, Engineering, and Creative Studies. For your students who are undeclared, that is perfectly fine, will not weigh negatively whatsoever in the admissions decision. They are part of our College of Letters and Science. Students who are interested in engineering, and this is really important, an engineering student really should apply as an engineering applicant. It is possible after a student comes to UC Santa Barbara through another major that they can be considered for engineering, but I warn you that those numbers are extremely small and by no means guaranteed. So engineering students really should declare engineering at the time of application. We have a small college called the College of Creative Studies, and their admission process is slightly different. This is for students who have an absolute passion, defined passion for one of the majors offered: a biology, chemistry, physics, computer science, music, art. So the students within those majors have to show evidence of talent. So they'll complete a supplemental application, and through that supplemental application, our faculty will review them for the College of Creative Studies. So in general, we don't admit by major, but reminders, engineering should be something students declare at the time of admission, and students who are interested in the College of Creative Studies should do a little bit of research and prepare to do a supplemental application for that college. Okay. A few bragging points, and again, I won't go into details about that. One of the features of Santa Barbara that we're most proud of, that sometimes is hard for students to grasp in terms of terminology, is that we pride ourselves in being an interdisciplinary campus. It's really one of the trademarks of UCSB education. And what that means is that academics from across the campus work closely together to solve problems. A good example of how students can participate in that interdisciplinary program is through a program we have called the Technology Management Program. It's becoming extremely popular. So in addition to a student choosing their major, they can also choose to participate in a certificate program for technology management. And they attend some supplemental lectures, they will do some internships, they'll participate in entrepreneurial competitions. And really the goal of that program is to teach students, you know, identify a problem, solve a problem, and then market the solution to that problem. We've had several students do extremely well with patents in developing new technology through the technology certificate program. So the program is run through the College of Engineering, but any student in any major can participate, and they will work with engineering faculty, computer science faculty, communications, art faculty, and even top business executives in the area will teach some business courses to them. So this is becoming increasingly popular, and I hope you'll encourage your students to look into that program as well. Another hallmark of our campus is that we're predominantly an undergraduate campus. So of our 22,000 students, approximately 18,000 are undergraduates. Why we find that to be such an advantage to students is that they have the opportunity to very easily get involved in faculty research programs, find jobs on campus, find faculty mentors, really grasp the campus academic program to a very deep level. Housing at UCSB is guaranteed, so your students will not have any problems finding housing. We're very much a residential campus. If you've not been there, we are adjacent to a little town called Isla Vista, and between campus and Isla Vista, it's a 24/7 academic community. A little bit social sometimes, but also very academic. Okay. Students are very involved in campus. Part of that is because of the proximity. It's very easy to come back for club meetings, to get involved in extracurricular intramural sports. 85% of our students are involved in extracurricular sports, internships, etc. So it is a very active, exciting place. UC Santa Barbara is the home of UC's Education Abroad program. If you're not familiar, it's a joint program. All of the campuses can participate. There are over 100 programs in 35 countries. We're very proud of the fact that Santa Barbara graduates participate at the highest rate of any of the UC campuses. So students who are interested in study abroad opportunities, that information is very accessible to them on our campus. We welcome visitors to our visitor center. We are available Monday through Friday, and during the month of October, we also have Saturday tours. We've also launched a really fun self-guided tour for visitors who come on maybe a Sunday or after hours. It's called Scavenger, where students do a scavenger hunt of campus using their smartphones. Students are really enjoying that. We hope you will promote Spring Insight Open House, which is Saturday, April 14th. Last year, we had approximately 900 campus volunteers, students, faculty, staff, there to welcome visitors to campus and really highlight the campus. They can sit in on sample lectures, take tours, learn a lot of information. Like all of my colleagues, we are participating in College Week Live, both in the general college fairs, and we will be hosting some open house events. We also take advantage of a product called Adobe Connect to do webinars and video chat appointments. All a student needs is access to the internet and a camera and a microphone on their computer, and we do a lot of appointments. I would encourage you to talk with your colleagues back at your high schools, because we're also very happy to set up counselor in-services with you, whether it be you solo or a group of your colleagues. If you want to sit down and get us online for a video chat and answer all your questions about Santa Barbara, we're very happy to do that with you. Okay, and with that, a couple more quick reminders before I step off. There is a newsletter out on our table called Horizons. I hope you'll pick that up. It has all of the dates and important phone contacts for you. We are launching a brand new website that we think will be very informative to both you and your students. That will go live in January. And with that, I'm going to ask Michael McCauley, Associate Director of Admissions from UC Santa Cruz, to step on up.
Thank you, Lisa, very much. And I bring you greetings from my campus, UC Santa Cruz. So when your students are visiting UC Santa Barbara, just keep having them go up the coast and come to UC Santa Cruz. You know, we've been doing these for the last couple days, and when I hear Brent talk about the newest anteater, I have to comment that if you visit our campus and go amongst our redwood groves, you'll see two banana slugs eyeing each other amorously, and they are creating new mascots every day at UC Santa Cruz. So, like my sister campuses, I'd like to provide you a little insight into last fall's numbers. When you look at those numbers that are up on the screen, you'll see the application numbers. Those are really just a little over 1% from the year before. But the real number that you see there that changed is our number of admits. We were actually able to offer over 1,000 more students admission to UC Santa Cruz for fall 2011. Now, most people wonder during the budget cuts why we would be offering more students admission to UC Santa Cruz, and that's a fair question. I know our faculty were asking us that. We did that increase because we had a historic graduation number this past spring, the largest number of students ever graduated from UC Santa Cruz. And when you have students graduating in a timely fashion, that creates capacity, and we filled that capacity in with new undergraduates. So that was good news for your students that applied to our campus for fall 2011. Now, we did offer over 2,000 students an opportunity to be on the wait list at UC Santa Cruz. A little over half of those accepted our offer. But when the students that accepted their offers of admission finally came in and we knew that number, we could not offer anyone on our wait list the opportunity to join us in the fall. So in about a week, we are welcoming 3,650 new Frosh. That is a little bit more than our target of 3,500, but not enough to cause us any concern. And we, like our other campuses have said, we're very pleased with the academic quality of the incoming class. We're also very pleased that we've again seen increases in the number of underrepresented students, number of low-income students, students coming from low-API schools. And all of those are values that our campus really finds important. As we look ahead to fall 2012, we're still discussing what our enrollment is going to be. Now, we do anticipate another large graduating class in the spring. So we might assume that 3,500, about the same target that we had for this year, is a safe bet. And for your students that will be applying to us for fall 2012, we are going to be changing the way that we select students for admission, and you can find information on that out at our table or online with our freshman information guide. And so all the information that you want to know about admissions and other general facts about our campus are in there. Now, we still will be using all of the faculty approved criteria, all 14. What we won't be doing is assigning fixed weights to them anymore. We'll be doing the holistic approach, reviewing each application as we've done in the past, but we'll be arriving at a single individualized score for each applicant. Now, our findings are that this won't change our admissions outcomes very much at all. So we really should be seeing about the same outcomes, but our faculty felt this move was important. You'll also see up on my slide the notation about new programs and timely graduation. During these difficult economic times where all we're hearing is the bad news, I think it's important to point out that we continue to look forward on our campus. So we did add two new majors at UC Santa Cruz, robotics engineering and network and digital technology. We also added a new minor in dance. And one of our colleges is going to be the pilot college for a UCSC honors program. So in about a week, we're going to welcome 25 piloteers to Cal College, and they will be the inaugural students for the new UCSC honors program. It'll be a two-year program set aside for selected frosh. And as we go through this year and we talk with the other colleges, we'll keep you abreast of any changes about the honors program via our electronic newsletter, eSlug. And prospective students and their families should be very happy to hear that our faculty and our administration have refocused our efforts at UC Santa Cruz to make sure incoming students can graduate in a timely fashion, 4 years or less. And that should be welcome news during these difficult economic times. Students at UCSC continue to experience a university with a conscience. And as a research university, hands-on learning experiences abound. Now, you'll see up on my slide some examples of this with the marine sciences area, and certainly UC Santa Cruz has a natural classroom with the Monterey Bay Sanctuary. But these kinds of experiences with access to world-renowned faculty are also available across our divisions of arts, humanities, social sciences, engineering, and other physical and biological sciences. Staying connected, very important for you, your students, and certainly family members. At last year's counselor conference, I announced that we were going to be upgrading our web presence at UC Santa Cruz. Across the entire web presence, not just admissions, but last December, we launched over 1,400 new web pages for the admissions website. So if you haven't been to admissions.ucsc.edu in a while, please do visit. It's an entirely new experience for people. We hope you like it. Give us feedback. That's also where you'd sign up for the electronic newsletter, eSlug, and your students can sign up on our Slug connection that lets them indicate certain information that they're interested in, and then we'll proactively send them information. And they can do that as far in advance as they want. Like our sister campuses, we too will be there virtually on October 6th for the College Week Live event, but also we will be present physically on our campus on October 15th for our preview day. And we would invite you, your students, and their family members to come visit us at that time. I want to thank you for your time and attention this morning, and also thank you for all you do in sending us the students that make UC Santa Cruz what it is today. Thank you, and Brent, again, go Slugs. All right. It's my pleasure now to introduce my friend, my colleague, mi hermano, Encarnacion Ruiz from UC Merced.
I really like these conferences because I see them as a big family reunion. I come from a family of 11 brothers and sisters, so I'm used to being with a lot of people, sometimes in tight quarters. But it's really good because I feel like we get to share what's going on in the campuses, and I want to share with you. And, of course, I'm going to want to hear what you have to say, what you're hearing out there in the schools as well. But let me jump right in. Oh, that's a picture of our campus. Isn't it beautiful?
Yes. Yeah.
It's really coming along. On the application side, we had an increase of 8% of applicants, of regular applicants to the university this year. We're very happy of that, thanks to your help. It's a very diverse pool of students, 35% Chicano Latino, 30% Asian, 19% white, and 7.5% African American. About 50% of the pool was first generation low income as well. So it's really quite a mix of folks on campus. If you would walk on campus, you could really see it. Some points of interest. The admit rate was up by 5%, and the admissions was overall up by 5%, and our admissions rate is 75%. So we're getting a good group of students on this campus. Some things that happened last year, I mentioned that we weren't sure if we were going to participate in the referral pool, and we ended up doing so, and I changed some things about how we went about that. We invited the students, and we allowed them to opt in. And what happened as a result of that, overall, there were fewer applicants. So last year, overall, there were about 22,000 applicants, and this year, it came down to 15,000 because not as many students opted in. Does that make sense? So at the end, we ended up with about the same number of referral pool students enrolling or matriculating. Referral students have made up about 10% of the entering freshman class, and that was the same case this last year. Okay? So if you look at the numbers, you're going to see that overall we had about 15,000 applications as compared to 22,000 overall. A few things that I wanted to share with you as well. The students who have a GPA of a 3, while the average GPA was a 3.6, if a student has a 3.0 this year and they've taken all the proper exams, remember we don't require the subject test, they should have definitely applied to UC Merced for this year. On the ELC front, as was referenced earlier, if the ELC student does apply to UC Merced, we will guarantee admissions to that student as well. As it relates to the referral pool, we haven't decided how that's going to work out. And as it relates to enrollment targets for next year, those are still being worked out. Some recommendations. Like I said, make sure you advise the students to apply. I know some of your students will be going the community college route, and I just wanted to say this. If they go that route, it's important for all of us that they start looking at planning their preparation for the major. It's very critical. So refer them to the websites where they can learn more about what they need to do. Merced is growing. This fall, our campus enrolled over 5,000 students for the fall overall. So we've reached a very important point. 1,800 students live on campus, and it makes for a very vibrant community. There's a new social science and management building that opened this fall. The Recreation and Wellness Center is expanding, and we have a new science and engineering building in the works. So growth, growth, growth. 144 ladder faculty. And if you haven't visited, you got to come and check it out. Some campus highlights. We do have a new chancellor. Dr. Dorothy Leland joined us this last fall, and we're very excited about the leadership she'll be bringing to our campus. We also have a new dean of natural sciences, Juan Mesa. And housing is guaranteed for the freshmen who apply on time. We also joined the NAIA Athletic Conference, so now our students can be involved in intercollegiate athletics. Women have volleyball and track and field, and men have basketball and track and field. Campus continues to be green, so it's very environmentally conscious, and sustainability has always been important for our campus. I encourage you to come and visit and encourage your students to come and visit the campus. Our preview day is October the 15th, and we hope to see your students there. About 30% of the students who are now at UC Merced come from Southern California area. With that said, I want to invite my colleague from UC Berkeley, Ann DeLuca.
My name is Ann DeLuca. I am the Acting Associate Vice Chancellor for Admissions and Enrollment, which means that I oversee admissions, financial aid, and the Registrar's Office. This year, I'm also stepping in to serve as the Director of Undergraduate Admissions, and I'm very happy to do so. Admissions was my first home at Cal when I started working there, and I'm happy to be back. I also want to thank you for taking some time today to be here for your students. You know, our students want to feel really confident and capable in this search process and know that they have someone in their corner, and we know that you serve in that role for your students, and certainly at Berkeley, we thank you. So the numbers, that's what people want to know first. We'll jump right into it. Our unweighted GPA for this incoming class was a 3.88. You can see our test score ranges there. We're certainly pleased with the overall strength of the pool, but we want to be sure that you know that we're always looking for those students, as Vice President Sakaki mentioned this morning, are the diamonds in the rough. And we read each application individually to find them, so continue to send them to us. You can see that our admission rate has been relatively stable over the last few years, even as applications have increased. That's because we are offering additional capacity and seats to non-resident students. But I also want to stress that the number of California residents at Berkeley has been very stable over the last few years. We have 21,500 undergraduates at Cal who are California residents, and that's the same number that we had in 2006. Financial aid is important to us in supporting our students' ability to attend. 70% of all undergraduates receive some form of financial aid to come to Cal. Our chancellor is very fond of bragging to his colleagues across the country that we have as many Pell Grant recipients at UC Berkeley as at all of the Ivy League schools combined. We have a real commitment to serving our low-income students. We also were able to go beyond the Blue and Gold Opportunity Plan that's provided to all students in the system and provide an additional $3,500 grant to middle-income families this year. We're pleased with all of the financial troubles that UC and the state finds themselves in, that we've maintained our commitment to excellence. We think that's reflected in a number of ways, but one of them certainly is when our peers and our colleagues recognize us as excellent, and so we're happy to maintain rankings both nationally and internationally. And as befits our strong roots as a campus that cares about serving the community, we also send the second largest number of students to Teach for America each year. If you heard the remarks this morning, then you know that our chancellor has very deliberately taken income that's come from our non-resident students and put it back into our gateway courses. We added over 1,700 seats just this fall in our math and science courses at the introductory level, and over the last four semesters, we've added almost 8,000 seats in reading and composition. That's combined over four terms. So just a few highlights that some of our colleges asked to pass along. As you already heard, subject tests are not required, but chemistry is one of those colleges that is recommending subject exams. It's one way that students can demonstrate preparation and interest in subject. AP or IB chemistry is another alternative, or a semester of general chemistry at a community college. Any of those avenues is appropriate for preparation in chemistry at Cal. We're looking toward a new major in energy engineering, and we also have some new areas of focus in letters and science, both Asian religions and a minor in human rights. So a few new things in our admissions office. We have a new deputy director, Catherine Feitz. She's not available to be here today, but she comes from the Sacramento area, and we're very excited to have her on board. And you may know some other folks who we've recently promoted in the office, Susan Pendo, who oversees our freshman admissions process, and Michelle LaCreath, who's done a lot of work in outreach, particularly with transfer students. They've both been promoted to associate directors, and we're really happy about those changes. We are giving admissions presentations each day at 9 a.m. That's something that we weren't able to do consistently in the past, but we are now on track, and we're very happy to reach out to our visitors each morning. You can see all of the different outreach events that are available for students at our website. And the Cal Summer Experience is back. After a hiatus of a few years, we were able to welcome 120 students onto campus this summer for 3 days to get a feel for what it's like to be on a college campus, as well as to help students prepare what we want to have them be the most competitive UC application that they can. So we look over all of the information and how they're planning to present it. We give them a personal statement workshop and really just have them think about how they can do the best job presenting themselves to all of the readers on all of our campuses. If you aren't a part of our counselor email newsletter, please go ahead and sign up. It's the best way for us to keep in touch with you about anything that's going on with the admission cycle. And students can also personalize their information about Cal through our Picture Yourself website. That's all the news from Berkeley, and now I'm very happy to introduce my good friend and colleague, Walter Robinson, from UC Davis.
Davis is probably one of the best-kept secrets in the UC, and it is my job, my intent, to change that. It is not just about cows and plows and crops. It is about so much more. It is about feeding the world. It is about innovation in both the scientific areas as well as in the social sciences areas. Every aspect of the human condition is something that is important and that we are studying and that we are fully engaged with at Davis. So I just wanted to put that out there as a precursor to the following few slides. Davis is very accessible with a 46% admit rate. Last year, we did have a growth in freshman admissions applications, an increase of 5.8%, and we did make offers to over 21,000 students. As you look at the grade point average and the other academic indicators there, please understand it is the same as all of my colleagues had mentioned earlier, and that is these are just averages, just mid-ranges, just an idea. We are in the business of admitting stories. We are going to a holistic review process, and in the holistic review process, it's very important to know that there are some students that are better than their numbers, and they come across in that process because it allows for us to look at students in the context of who they are, where they come from, what their likely contributions to the intellectual, cultural, and social vitality of the campus. And we also will only admit students who we believe have a reasonable chance to be successful. No one is in the business of admitting students where they are being programmed for failure. As I look at the first generation and the geographic profile and the underrepresented numbers, I will say all of this looks great, and I will say that I'm pleased but not satisfied. We still have much work to do. There are four colleges: the College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, Biological Sciences, Engineering, and the College of Letters and Sciences. We do have six professional schools: a med school, vet school, one of only 28 in the country, a great law school, the Graduate School of Management, School of Nursing, and the School of Education, along with a host of other undergraduate and graduate programs. We do have a new major. It's called Sustainable Agriculture and Food Systems. And if you just look around the world, we are so fortunate in the United States because hunger is not something that afflicts us in the way that it afflicts places like Somalia, Sudan, Ethiopia, and other parts of the world. And we're looking at all parts of the world to make sure that everyone has the basic human right, and that's the right to have good food and a good environment and good water and things of that sort, things that we take for granted. We have over 5,000 students that participate in internship programs each year, and over 50% of all of our undergraduates will have a research experience with one of our faculty members. So we're very proud of that as well. We have some new people on campus. We have a new provost, Ralph Hexter, comes to us where he was president at Hampshire College in Amherst. And the Dean of Biological Sciences is James Hildreth, who comes to us from Meharry Medical Center at Fisk University in Tennessee. There's a new student community center that's being built that will house student organizations, particularly those organizations that have a focus on diversity and promoting diversity. There is a fabulous new West Village housing area. I'm thinking about moving there myself. It was so nice. And there is a new visitor center that we will put out by the Mondavi Center that should be up and going in February. There's a new assistant vice chancellor. You've met him. You're meeting him. You're listening to him. That is me. And then there is a new holistic review process that's coming up. We do need readers. If you're interested in reading for UC Davis, please contact me. You see there's my email at the bottom. I'm sure that we can work with people who are distances away. We have a new virtual tour that we're going to launch, as well as daily campus tours. You can also get that information on our website. And we are launching a new website in October. Our preview day is October 15th, and we have a host of College Week Live events that are scheduled with the UC Davis College Week Live scheduled for the 19th of October. Folks, that ends my formal comments, but as I close, I would like to say, go Aggies.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.